I published my first LinkedIn article on 4/20 of 19 as the conclusion to my 5-part cannabis series, and I still believe in today's business climate and political climate, there is no other industry that better epitomizes the interweaving of relevance and controversy. After writing that article, I experienced an instantaneous, fundamental, and visceral change in my persona. I realized that I have a passion for authorship and is one of my biggest compliments each time I see that one of you have read my articles, even if you consider me an adversary. This article is more of a memoir than a thought article, and this is a story that I believe is worthy of sharing with my friends and colleagues. Fast forward a month later to mid-May 2019, and I'm sitting at the same quasi-trendy white marble bar, and it's a muffled 8:41 a.m., and my barista, Courtney, who was sweet enough to snap this picture that you can reference on my LinkedIn page, is waiting for the next customer as instrumental string music tranquilly plays in the backdrop. My current habitat starkly contrasts the trendy, commercially infused buzz that the W in Midtown Atlanta manufactures on weekend nights, drawing in poor man's Instagram models and hipsters. They do an outstanding job, by the way, line out the door for some free pink mimosa-looking drink that ladies who carry around chihuahuas would like. I was imbibing a glass of Prosecco at the bar while waiting for my girlfriend's flight to arrive and overheard two jovial gentlemen in the adjacent bar stools talking to the bartender in an Australian accent. I had recently been to Australia with the love of my life a few months earlier, so I struck up a conversation because these two seemed intriguing. I immediately recognized that they were a very charismatic and engaging couple and learned that they were here on vacation from Sydney. I trekked the Sydney Bridge and he mentioned that the Sydney Bridge is his client. I asked, "How is the Sydney Bridge your client?" He provided clarification that collectively, they own a company that offers high-level social media website and geofencing services. I showed him the Archon website, different functionalities, and my personal LinkedIn. He selflessly gave me some of the best career tactical advice I've ever received, and I'm still immensely appreciative to this day. After some jovial banter regarding how they didn't come to Atlanta to work, these two gentlemen gave me more than advice. They inspired me. The next topic, and I knew I needed to button things up out of respect for their time, was about digital authorship. I asked about trends in the zeitgeist, what he thinks publishing thought articles will do for my personal and company brand, and if he would read my second thought article. I saw they realized that I was passionate about authorship, and he more than willingly agreed to read my article. I saw a few nods of affirmation, and it alleviated my concern that he was bored reading my article, and his boyfriend had a smile that elicited sincere enjoyment, not just of the article, but of the entire interaction. After a quick 5-minute read in a complimentary yet foreboding tone, he said, "This is great, but everybody has 1 to 3 of these articles. Do you plan on writing more?" Even though I attempt to be emotionally intelligent, I sometimes cannot control my inner thought dialogue. I fleetingly thought, "I'll walk up to my room right now and write 5 more of these, you mother." And then I quieted my mind and said, "I'm going to write often, consistent, and my goal is to be a leader in the commercial real estate industry on LinkedIn." He then replied, "If you consistently write content like this in the new digital realm, you will have a significant advantage over your competition." Reflection on this story. Happenstance, luck, and timing can lead to experiences and events that not only educate, but also edify you to the things that were imagined of 10 years ago. His selfless and incisive comment was inspirational and reminiscent of other selfless gestures from my past. I am so appreciative for every one of these special moments where life surprises you with new avenues to harness your mental energy, which is fleeting and non-renewable. Take these moments. Remember and use these as operative tools to dispel lethargy. Also, focus on the people and use their inspiration to create your own Bushido. Those that are willing to help you, even if it means tough love, are indispensable. Final thought. Not everybody who kisses your ass is your friend, and not everybody who kicks your ass is your enemy.